Hello, this is Joy Amaro. Welcome to Dot Illuminati. You can reach me, Dot Illuminati 024. Join the Dragon Portal book at gmail.com. The issue with the CPO pact. Talked about this with the government a lot, about people hopping on TV with nothing good to say, directing their energy towards us. We're just Satanists. We're just a nigga. We're just Satanists. We're just a nigga. I was watching the Federal Reserve. Jerome Butler, I think his name is. He was talking to some, I don't know who he was. Somebody that was just full of insults, thought they looked good, thought they had on some expensive nice shoes, thought their suit was tailored, whatever the case was. But he was just bringing up issues and basically just all hate, like nothing good, nothing positive, just all hate. He was talking to Jerome Butler about stuff, who knows a little more about what's really going on. He's been there, 10 years? And so this guy made a statement, because I'm a mixed person, I have an African-American mom. He was making a comment about African-Americans, talking about this is her class, the reason why we use them, all the negative, I might add, the reason why we use all the negative from them is because that's her class. We're going to remind her of that's who her class is. My class is not people who made CPO pacts where everybody's a hooker and an irrevocated hooker. Got that. And you using the disguise mom to try to get through somebody's emotions and their heart rate and stuff like that. No, but White House, you need to work on these people who are completely sold out, or whatever it is. We're under canopy as Aleister Crowley, something from years ago. We're under Raj, something years ago, that is just so old and so outdated for somebody that is worth more than their entire economy. That's why nothing sticks. And it's like, people do not get that. They do get that, but like I said, they think they're invisible. They are stepping up to the breach, standing on the breach. And they're just making stupid statements. But I will address that, because just because I have African American in me does not mean that people who act ignorant, as my family would call it, not even people with black fathers, you know, just everybody is what we're going to take on. We don't believe that in my family. It's ignorance. And so saying that this is my class, when someone's acting ignorant and below me, that just isn't true. And I want to say that I have receipts about all this time that was spent, and people are bringing this to my attention, how certain whites would use that just to F up my time, you know, just to go back and forth, just to have a lean, just to have a hold, just so that they can in some way overstep me, get over me, when you know it's not true. And I am going to bring up a race that's not in my bloodline. Like, I'm thinking, if you're a Swedish person, this is just in my head, so why not just get it off? And, you know, your person, try to make it. Say you're of mixed race. You're of mixed race, but you have Swedish in you, right? And you're trying to make it. Try to be a doctor. And the Swedish people are acting a fool, right? And you have somebody that's just not even directly part of your life, but they're like, we're not going to let this person make it because they have Swedish, you know, or this person has to take on the issues of their people because she or he is Swedish. That's called discrimination. Don't link me with those people because it is discrimination. And like I was telling you from the get-go, none of this would have happened if you would have told whoever was starting any trouble getting through the pine cone of the brain, getting through your brain some type of information message that you could not get rid of, and you had to distribute it to people and whatever, however your mind works. And but I told you for the umpteenth time, I don't know these PABs. So you have CPOs versus PABs. Like I told you, all of this could have been avoided. But you want to link me with somebody, you want to link me with people who hate, compete, and don't give a damn about me or especially their kids. It's like, come on. And you've wasted so much time. And that is one thing as an Aries that we do not do. Everybody knows an Aries is the first of the zodiac. We are the pioneers. And one thing we do not have to waste is time. Our lives are just different. Our bodies are just different. There is so much other stuff on earth to keep us preoccupied that we don't focus on just one thing. And like I said, you still have them trancing out. Something happened in Nashville. Somebody's tranced out. Somebody got killed. Somebody's tranced out, focused on us. And it's like their government, this program, this is what I'm saying when people get confused and lost about their life. You got a whole situation occurring. Something serious, something where people are putting their lives in danger and putting their lives at stake. And the only thing they can do is trance off about me or Noah or Niles. You know what I'm saying? It's like people are, which is a lie, acting like our influence has an influence on other people, or our influence has an influence on, and this is something that they've never talked about, like ever since this happened, no one has ever talked about that. Like when you're trancing off, you're seeing Noah, Nicholas in your situation, in the equation. I mean, what are you saying that the other people who are like you, who need a godhead, is trancing off at the time, committing crimes, or thinking about, you know, something that I mentioned, and they're trancing off, and then they're doing the crimes, and now they're trying to put that on our spiritual tab, they're trying to put that on our spiritual karma, like you can't tell the difference anymore? I mean, I'm talking about time here. I'm don't have time to waste. People, you should have, and I said I was going to help, develop some type of other program where people are able to, I don't know if they can become more intelligent. Because there are people who are like, we need to get up, we need to get up, we need to get up. And it's like I was saying, stop standing in my breach, because you never had that opportunity. It's been 400, 600 years. It's been 1,000 years. And like I said, all of a sudden, you're in a CPO pet, you're a Satanist, you're Aleister Crowley, and you're supposed to be living totally protected and invisible in a seam in the cloth of America, and everything is supposed to go right and everything is supposed to go well because somebody like Jesus Christ paid the price for you. And this is what people, this is the type of energy that I have to deal with. I have to deal with these slave-minded, self-proclaimed niggas. What's up? Yelling in the spirit. Yelling in the spirit. What's up? You need to do this. You need to do that. Can't even spell, you need to do this. Can't even spell, you need to do that. Can't even spell what's up. Oh, slavery-minded fools that America, and this is not, you know, a ban or anything, but I'm just saying, like, have left unattended for so many years. You know, people who are hiding a lot of mental illness and a lot of bad stuff, and who formulate ways for them to fit into society with this behavior that is antisocial. And it's like, you have to understand, I have to think about this stuff. I'm dealing with the nations, okay? I'm dealing with government, which everybody knows that I don't fit into the government, and you know why. Because I have a higher way of thinking, and I'm not succumbing to people, like I said. You have people that are in charge that can dictate how traffic goes. That can dictate how people feel. That can influence the mood, as I say, I'm an Aryan, of how people feel that should not be over people. There should be people with money. I don't know how it is to feel like you with the greed issue. Like I'm getting a chance, I have a position, and I'm just feeling greedy. You know, I'm just gonna use my power to do something, try to keep somebody down, oppress anybody. Like I said, sending Uniqua sis, if you don't want to sleep with us, then this will happen to you. All this bad stuff, including death. Yeah, Uniqua sis, if you don't sleep with us, we're sending it. You know, that's called a curse, people. Okay? And this is why I'm coming to my conclusion that, you know, I'm dealing with people who have been cursing others, and others cursing them back for cursing them for centuries. I was going to do this show originally, open it up this about this is ancient magic, and the White House doesn't deal with that. You know, you're dealing with something, you guys. The White House, I think, has been established since the 1500s. You know, that organization, that group, has the nice flights and the motorcades and the military. I'm not sure when the military started, if it started right off the bat with the White House, but you know, you have history since the 1500s, right? Slavery was still going on. Okay, so you've seen this all through slavery, through the Emancipation Proclamation, things of that nature. So you go back. But I'm saying you're not having to deal with stuff on my level, and that's why I'm saying the responsibility, it doesn't really seem to split up with me, the Illuminati, and the government. It doesn't seem like it's a fair balance of work, which I shouldn't have any other work. I'm not getting, no, I didn't stutter. I'm repeating myself. I'm not getting any money for this. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not living as you see your so-called allies are saying. I'm living like a maid. Living like a maid, and therefore all judgment is being sent to me, because obviously people, and this is where I'm saying, why don't poor people stick up for themselves? Why don't people, you know, lower middle class, people that aren't making, why don't they have a voice? I never hear somebody that ain't really got, except when it's, you know, a CPO or something, really, you know, going and sticking up for themselves. Why does everybody think that people who are living the life of a maid, that they're just pushovers, that they can just get taken over and completely consumed? I mean, completely destroyed in the hands of another, completely unprotected, which we know a lot of people have God. I mean, that is just the stupidest reason logic, but it goes to show me so-called a maid does not have the sense equal to what this person thinks they have, and that one factor in life is enough to completely be owned. Completely be owned. And so that's a reflection on the power of money. It's a reflection on what money can get, what money can buy, the secret passage of money, what money is buying secretly, I guess, is the biggest reason. But back to what I'm saying about the White House before I forget. Yeah, you've been there since 1500s, and we're dealing with people, like I said, who have been cursing, who have cursed others, who has hate in their heart, who has incarceration for generations, abuse for generations, drugs for generations. And then they're coming up, and all they're doing is barking. What's up? We need up. How do we, it used to be, and it still is, since, you know, people get a rise out of annoying me. We need to get in. And they're just barking this dumb shit at me. What's up? Bubbies. I'm sure. I can't even pronounce it's called. You know. We need up. Come on now. We need up. It's like I'm saying, the culture keeps it alive, you guys. The culture keeps the language alive. It keeps all that rebellious, you know, igniting, you know, doctrine alive? And does it lead back to slavery? Question of the week. Does all of those roots link to the doctrine of people being enslaved and them wanting to make proud themselves from this rather than shun it and move away from it? But no, we are not going to be defeated by our past, and we embrace it just as the word nigga. But no, that, like I said, that banker, I think it was in something with an M, Montana, said the Bank of San Francisco Federal Reserve, but then the actual event was taking place in Missouri, I think. But just like he's saying, we're going to use your people, that's your class, anything to keep me down. And like I said, that's just a receipt when we have to add everything up, because everybody thinks like I'm in a sleeper position now, which I do retain everything. When it's time to act, it's time to act, point blank, bottom line. But no, do not waste my time. These are not my people. This is not somebody. If you really know what's going on, welcome to the Illuminati, that I submit to. And since you ignorant asses always want to bring in money, which is very important, something we cannot live without, everything is about money. I've already given you my thoughts on that, and it goes very deep. And if it's about money, then you still lose, because I'm still gonna be worth more than anybody on this earth. And yes, I am the richest woman alive. So if you want to go buy money, then here it is. You wanted it. Out of the mouth of a goo, out of the mouth of a goblin, you lose. You lose. If it's about money. Because as you're saying, because I don't know if you can even control yourself. What is rulership? What is rulership according to all of these people? Rulership is money. Money. And like I went back again, what is being secretly done with money? Money. The eye of providence. That's just a reflection. Obviously, to get to you, wouldn't it take some money? Do you think that could be part of it? Do we think secrets and jewels and antiquities and relics and jewels again? Do you think that has something to do with money? Do you think knowledge, even spiritual protection, you think that has something to do with money? Do you think being able to live my life, and I'm not bragging government, because this isn't something that I'm pushing for everybody, but I'm saying, do you think the Illuminati, do you think living above the law, do you think that has something to do with money? Or it's just karma? Do you think karma has something to do with money? It's just a higher reflection of what the power of what people don't see, since we're talking on a Masonic level, the power of what people don't see when you put that hand under that coat as a symbol, the Masonic power, the apron. What you don't see could be the tables and the exchangers of money. So I wouldn't be too certain about that. If the world is ruled by money, put two and two together, it will. As a matter of fact, I contest in physics that 2 + 2 = 4. All right, you just need to take it a little easy. You know, take it easy and relax and get back in the path that you were set to live in this life. Because when you're overstepping your boundaries as government, as a government entity, as a ruler, as a leader, you are stepping over into the Illuminati's territory. And I am telling you, this position was for a certain someone, and it is not a position that anybody else can hold, because you don't do and you don't have the same karma that I have. That is something that I cannot give you. That is something you cannot take. That is something that cannot be exchanged, is the experience. And I know we're going into the hole here. We're going into the rabbit hole. Me, a maid sitting at home, experience you know. But that is for you to think of. That is for you. Because it's enough to be able to control your mind. So, I'm going to get up and get some coffee and start my day. They said it's Easter Monday, so I'm not sure if everything is open, which it has in the past, I think. But, yeah, so, you know, the CPO Pat is just really... just to see so many people who are taking over. You know, I don't like to use the church stuff a lot because it gets corny. Makes me sound corny. But, like, I'll use it because people understand, like, taking over by demons. Not a demon. Not a consort, but taking over. The demon is inside controlling the bug. The bug. And just seeing that all the freaking time after time after time, their eyes look like hazmat zombie. You know, the yellow for the white is yellow, and then the black is the pupil. Yeah. If you could see in the spirit, you would be able to see yellow eyes and there's somebody, and I don't want to mention them because I don't need to give them a shout out, and then, you know, but there's somebody in the album cover who made some eyes that were yellow. Yes, your eyes are yellow, okay? You need to drink some water. Those kidneys, you know, you need to know if those kidneys are functioning. You know, and just looking crazy and looking tense and having all type of muscle tics. It's just, it's a no. It just is a no. And yes, I'm looking at generations and generations that produced you at the moment, okay? You standing before me is of no certainty. It's of no, I think there's a stork that's just going to drop off a man in a police costume. Or it's not a costume, uniform. When I look at you, I'm looking at what nature has produced. you know, what your generation, your family, your lineage, what is produced before me. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at more than just you speaking. You just somebody you got on camera. No, I'm looking at what this earth has produced right now at the moment that I'm dealing with. And it's so much foulness going on, especially with whether you call yourself the self-proclaimed niggas, the we just CPOs, and you want to link that bullshit to me. I don't have anything to do with that. That is not my culture. As you know, I do not listen to rap like that. That's not even something I can support due to the hate. It's not even something I can enjoy. I can't just sit up like somebody that don't care about their life and just listen to that shit. That doesn't entertain me. Go to a concert. Yeah, put your lighters up. We get an energy up in here. Satanist. And like I said, don't go there, like I said, because that's corny to me. You know. That makes me sound corny. Satan is Satan. I'm not with that. Okay, but I'm just saying what is coming out of people's mouth. You know, their highest level of understanding. When you stand before me, when you want to get that read, when you want to, I'm looking, like I said, as somebody that since the beginning of time, since the beginning of creation, generation has produced this. This is what is before me right now, what your totality is, what is produced. Do you see what I'm saying, White House, about having to deal with stuff that's been like generationally adapted to a certain thing, gravitated to a certain thing, is a magnet for a certain thing, picks up a certain thing, frequency or whatever, that I don't want to deal with, to the point where we got to get up, is the point I'm relating it back to. We got to get up. You're standing here as the product of your creation. You got to tell me everything that you've done to get there where you are right now. Speaking the things that you're speaking, doing the things that you're doing right now, should produce in me a thought, we need to be up. Everything that has unfolded with you, and the immediate, this is what I'm saying, the delusion of the CPO, Pat, the insanity. Everything that you're doing that has unfolded in your life, in your parents' life, in your children's life, in your aunt's life, in your uncle's life, that you are that product of at that moment. And the only thing you can relay to me, who is a product of creation for many generations, ancestors, the only thing that you can, by the way, we live in separate worlds. We live in different worlds. And the only thing you can try to bitch-assedly demand is that we need to be up. We need to be up. We need to be up. My ancestors have done more for you than your ancestors have done for me. And saying all that shit and smarting off, we need to be up. But you have created a society. Black Wall Street is where it all started, right? That's in Atlanta. You created a society for yourself, your own economy, your own restaurants, your own brothels, which was like probably before banks. Not saying it was, you know, because that's a necessity. And it's been since Black Wall Street. That's in the history book. It wasn't even school before brothel. It was probably Black Wall Street. It was probably maybe food, maybe restaurant, but it was probably brothel, restaurant, and then school came like 15th or 16th down the list. Housing probably came freaking 19th down. You know what I'm saying? It's like you started this and you have this type of system in your mind. This is the system you live by. This is the system you have survived by. Your system didn't have any shocks, didn't have any breaks. Your system didn't have any brake pads. Because you asking somebody's ancestors for something put you up. Something you didn't plan for when you started Black Wall Street. Did Black Wall Street benefit me? Did that put a penny a day in my pocket? You have your whole system and way of doing stuff, but you want to come to somebody who doesn't have your same system? And this goes for black and white. And say, put me up? And you don't even offer anything? You don't offer your time. You don't offer your resources. You don't offer finances. Not saying that I would want that or that's even accepted. Or we want that from you. But you just gonna bitch assedly? And no, I'm not trying to use anything up Puffy's. If he came up with bitch assedly, then scratch it. Scratch it. Because I probably came up with that and he probably stole it. Right? And there's a long list, so don't even try it. And so, you got your own system and way of doing that, and the only thing you could do is be an opportunist and say, keep me up, we gotta get up, we gotta keep up. Well, why don't you go back to your roots? Go back to your roots, spell check that shit. Go back to Black Wall Street, retrace what you did wrong, retrace what you did right. And formulate something that, if it could be good, formulate something that would be mentally sustainable. Not just somebody need to pull a rabbit out of a hat that isn't the works behind it. Opportunist, crazy, insane, CPO, Satanist, we're niggas. Generational curse, generation, slavery, mental slavery. Invoking devils, invoking demons, bondage, slavery, prostitution, irrevocable spiritual crimes. Groping at noonday, lifestyle, wake up, smoke a blunt, Get a 40. 40s aren't as popular anymore. Get something to drink. Lay down. Wake up at 5. Go to the club. Wake up at 5 p.m. next day. Drink. Lifestyle. Do what you want. Think what you want. Hate who you want. Criticize who you want. Judge who you want. Secretly. Secretly, no one knows. Karma is made secretly. Roll up in the Illuminati's face or send out vibes. We need to be up. Lazy? Lazy, anybody? Lazy? How many generations of people does it take to screw in a life up? How many generations of people does it take for y'all to get up? That is thy question. To be or not to be. That is the question. But I am making coffee and picking up some coffee grinds. I don't want them to get on my phone. So I'm going to wrap up the Illuminati. Thanks for listening again. This has been Joanna Morrow, and I hope you have a good day. And I love you.